Chapter 7, The Secret to Health. Dr. John Hagelin, quantum physicist and public policy expert.
Our body is really the product of our thoughts. We're beginning to understand in medical science the degree to which the nature of thoughts and emotions actually determines the physical substance and structure and function of our bodies.
Dr. John DeMartini.
We've known in the healing arts of a placebo effect. A placebo is something that supposedly has no impact and no effect on the body, like a sugar pill or something. You tell the patient that this is just as effective. And what happens is the placebo has the same effect, if not greater effect, than sometimes the medication is supposed to be designed for that effect. So they found out that the human mind is the biggest factor in the healing arts, more so than sometimes the medication.
As you are becoming aware of the magnitude of the secret, you will begin to see more clearly the underlying truth of certain occurrences in humankind, including in the area of health. The placebo effect is a powerful phenomenon. When patients think and truly believe the tablet is a cure, they will receive what they believe and they will be cured.
Dr. John DeMartini.
If somebody is in a situation where they're sick, and they have an alternative to try to explore what is in their mind creating it versus using medicine. If it's an acute situation that could really bring death to them, then obviously the medicine is a wise thing to do while they explore what the mind is about. So you don't want to negate medicine. Every form of healing has a place.
Healing through the mind can work harmoniously with medicine. If pain is involved, then medicine can help to eliminate that pain, which then allows the person to be able to focus with great force on health. Thinking perfect health is something anybody can do privately within themselves, no matter what is happening around them.
Lisa Nichols.
The universe is a masterpiece of abundance. When you open yourself up to feel the abundance of the universe, you'll experience wonder, the joy, the bliss. You'll experience all the great things that the universe has for you. Good health, good wealth, good nature. When you shut yourself off with negative thoughts, you'll feel the discomfort, you'll feel the aches, you'll feel the pain. You'll feel as if every day is painful to get through.
Dr. Ben Johnson, physician, author, and leader in energy healing.
We've got 1,000 different diagnoses and disease out there. They're just the weak link. They're all the result of one thing, stress. And you put enough stress on the chain, you put enough stress on the system, and one of the links breaks.
All stress begins with one negative thought. One thought that went unchecked, and then more thoughts came and more until stress manifested. The effect is stress, but the cause was negative thinking, and it all began with one little negative thought. No matter what you might have manifested, you can change it with one small positive thought and then another.
Dr. John DeMartini.
Our physiology creates disease to give us feedback, to let us know we have an imbalanced perspective and we're not loving and we're not grateful. So the body's signs and symptoms are not something terrible.
Dr. DeMartini is telling us that love and gratitude will dissolve all negativity in our lives, no matter what form it has taken. Love and gratitude can part seas, move mountains, and create miracles. And love and gratitude can dissolve any disease.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Question is frequently asked is when a person has manifested a disease in their body temple or some kind of discomfort in their life, through the power of right thinking, can it be turned around? And the answer is absolutely yes.
Laughter is the best medicine. Kathy Goodman, a personal story.
I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I truly believed in my heart, with my strong faith, that I was already healed. During the day, all day long, I would just say, thank you for my healing. On and on and on I went, thank you for my healing. I believed in my heart I was healed. I saw myself as if cancer was never in my body. One of the things I did to heal myself was to watch very funny movies. That's all we would do is just laugh, laugh, laugh. We couldn't afford to put any stress in my life because we knew stress was one of the worst things you can do while you're trying to heal yourself. From the time I was diagnosed to the time I was healed was approximately 3 months. And that's without radiation and chemotherapy.
This beautiful and inspiring story from Kathy Goodman demonstrates three magnificent powers in operation. The power of gratitude to heal, the power of faith to receive, and the power of laughter and joy to dissolve disease in our bodies. Kathy was inspired to include laughter as part of her healing after hearing about the story of Norman Cousins. Norman had been diagnosed with an incurable disease. The doctors told him he had just a few months to live. Norman decided to heal himself. For 3 months, all he did was watch funny movies and laugh, laugh, laugh. The disease left his body in those 3 months, and the doctors proclaimed his recovery a miracle. As he laughed, Norman released all negativity and he released the disease. Laughter really is the best medicine.
Dr. Ben Johnson.
Well, we come with a basic program. It's called self-healing. You get a wound, it grows back together. You get a bacterial infection, the immune system comes and takes care of those bacteria and heals it up. The immune system is made to heal itself.
Bob Proctor.
Disease cannot live in a body that's in a healthy emotional state. Your body is casting off millions of cells every second, and it's creating millions of new cells.
Dr. John Hagelin.
In fact, literally, parts of our body are replaced every day. Other parts take a few months, other parts a couple of years. But within a few years, we have a brand new physical body.
If our entire bodies are replaced within a few years, as science has proven, then how can it be that degeneration or illness remains in our bodies for years? It can only be held there by thought, by observation of the illness, and by the attention given to the illness.
Think thoughts of perfection.
Think thoughts of perfection. Illness cannot exist in a body that has harmonious thoughts. Know there is only perfection. And as you observe perfection, you must summon that to you. Imperfect thoughts are the cause of all humanity's ills, including disease, poverty, and unhappiness. When we think negative thoughts, we are cutting ourselves off from our rightful heritage. Declare and intend, I think perfect thoughts. I see only perfection. I am perfection. I banished every bit of stiffness and lack of agility right out of my body. I focused on seeing my body as flexible and as perfect as a child's, and every stiff and aching joint vanished. I literally did this overnight. You can see that beliefs about aging are all in our minds. Science explains that we have a brand new body in a very short time. Aging is limited thinking, so release those thoughts from your consciousness and know that your body is only months old, no matter how many birthdays you've chalked up in your mind. For your next birthday, do yourself a favour and celebrate it as your first birthday. Don't cover your cake with 60 candles unless you want to summon aging to you. Unfortunately, Western society has become fixated on age. And in reality, there's no such thing. You can think your way to the perfect state of health, the perfect body, the perfect weight, and eternal youth. You can bring it into being through your consistent thinking of perfection.
Bob Proctor.
If you have a disease and you're focusing on it and you're talking to people about it, you're going to create more disease cells. See yourself living in a perfectly healthy body. Let the doctor look after the disease.
One of the things that people often do when they have an illness is talk about it all the time. That's because they're thinking about it all the time, so they're just verbalizing their thoughts. If you're feeling a little unwell, don't talk about it, unless you want more of it. Know that your thought was responsible and repeat as often as you can, I feel wonderful, I feel so good, and really feel it. If you are not feeling great and somebody asks you how you're feeling, just be grateful that that person has reminded you to think thoughts of feeling well. Speak only the words of what you want. You cannot catch anything unless you think you can. And thinking you can is inviting it to you with your thought. You are also inviting illness if you are listening to people talking about their illness. As you listen, you are giving all of your thought and focus to illness. And when you give all of your thought to something, you are asking for it. And you are certainly not helping them. You are adding energy to their illness. If you really want to help that person, change the conversation to good things if you can, or be on your way. As you walk away, give your powerful thoughts and feelings to seeing that person well, and then let it go.
Lisa Nichols.
You have two people, both stricken with something. One chooses to focus on joy. They choose to live in possibility. They choose to live in hopefulness. They focus on all the reasons why they should be joyful and grateful. Then you have the second person. Same diagnosis, but they choose to focus on the disease. They focus on the pain. They focus on the woe is me.
Bob Doyle.
When a person is completely focused on what's wrong and their symptoms, they will perpetuate it. The healing will not occur until they shift their attention from being sick to being well, because that's the law of attraction.
Let us remember, so far as we can, that every unpleasant thought is a bad thing literally put in the body. Prentice Mulford.
Dr. John Hagelin.
Happier thoughts lead to essentially a happier biochemistry, a happier, healthier body. Negative thoughts, stress, have been shown to seriously degrade the body and the functioning of the brain, because it's our thoughts and emotions that are continuously reassembling, reorganizing, recreating our body.
No matter what you have manifested in regards to your body, you can change it, inside and out. Start thinking happy thoughts and start being happy. Happiness is a feeling state of being. You have your finger on the feeling happy button. Press it now and keep your finger pressed down on it firmly, no matter what is happening around you.
Dr. Ben Johnson.
Remove physiological stress from the body, and the body does what it was designed to do. It heals itself.
You don't have to fight to get rid of a disease. Just the simple process of letting go of negative thoughts will allow your natural state of health to emerge within you, and your body will heal itself.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
I've seen kidneys regenerated. I've seen cancer dissolved. I've seen eyesight improve and come back.
I had been wearing reading glasses for about 3 years before I discovered the secret. One night, as I was tracing the knowledge of the secret back through the centuries, I found myself reaching for my glasses to see what I was reading. And I stopped in my tracks. Past scenes of my life flashed before me, and the realization of what I had done struck me like a lightning bolt. I had listened to society's message that eyesight diminishes with age. I had watched people stretch their arms out so that they could read something. I had given my thought to eyesight diminishing with age, and I had brought it to me. I hadn't done it deliberately, but I had done it. I knew that what I had brought into being with thoughts I could change, so I immediately imagined myself seeing as clearly as when I was 21 years old. I saw myself in dark restaurants on planes and at my computer reading clearly and effortlessly. And I said over and over, I can see clearly, I can see clearly. I felt the feelings of gratitude and excitement for having clear vision. In 3 days, my eyesight had been restored, and I now do not own reading glasses. I can see clearly. When I told Dr. Ben Johnson, one of the teachers from The Secret, about what I had done, he said to me, Do you realize what had to happen to your eyes for you to do that in 3 days? I replied, no, and thank goodness I didn't know, so that thought was not in my head. I just knew I could do it and that I could do it fast. Sometimes less information is better. Dr. Johnson eliminated an incurable disease from his own body, so the restoration of my eyesight seemed like nothing to me compared with his own miracle story. In fact, I expected my eyesight to come back overnight, so 3 days was no miracle in my mind. Remember, time and size do not exist in the universe. It is as easy to heal a pimple as a disease. The process is identical. The difference is in our minds. So if you have attracted some affliction to you, reduce it in your mind to the size of a pimple. Let go of all negative thoughts and then focus on the perfection of health.
Nothing is incurable. Dr. John DeMartini.
I always say that incurable means curable from within.
I believe and know that nothing is incurable. At some point in time, every so-called incurable disease has been cured. In my mind and in the world I create, incurable does not exist. There is plenty of room for you in this world. So come join me and all who are here. It is the world where miracles are everyday occurrences. It is a world overflowing with total abundance, where all good things exist now within you. Sounds like heaven, doesn't it? It is.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
You can change your life and you can heal yourself.
Morris Goodman, author and international speaker.
My story begins on March 10, 1981. It really changed my whole life. It was a day I'll never forget. I crashed an airplane. I ended up in the hospital completely paralyzed. My spinal cord was crushed. I broke the first and second cervical vertebrae. My swallowing reflex was destroyed. I couldn't eat or drink. My diaphragm was destroyed. I couldn't breathe. All I could do was blink my eyes. The doctors, of course, said all my life I'd be a vegetable. All I'd do is blink my eyes the rest of my life. That's a picture they saw of me, but it didn't matter what they thought. The main thing was what I thought. I pictured myself being a normal person again, walking out of that hospital. The only thing I had to work with in the hospital was my mind. As long as you have your mind, you can put things back together again. I was hooked to a respirator, and they said I'd never breathe on my own again because my diaphragm was destroyed. But this little voice kept saying to me, breathe deep, breathe deep. Finally, I was weaned from it. They were at a loss for an explanation. See, I could not afford to allow anything to come in my mind that would distract me from my goal and from my vision. Well, I set a goal to walk out of the hospital on Christmas. That was my goal. I walked out of the hospital on my own 2 feet. They said it couldn't be done. That's a day I will never forget. For people that are sitting out there right now that are hurting, if I wanted to sum up my life and sum up for people what they can do in life, I would sum it up this way in 6 words. Man becomes what he thinks about.
Morris Goodman is known as the Miracle Man. His story was chosen for The Secret because it demonstrates the unfathomable power and unlimited potential of the human mind. Morris knew the power within him to bring about what he chose to think about. Everything is possible. Morris Goodman's story has inspired thousands of people to think, imagine, and feel their way back to health. He turned the greatest challenge of his life into the greatest gift. Since the film The Secret was released, we have been inundated with miracle stories of all types of diseases dissolving from people's bodies after they watch The Secret. All things are possible when you believe. On the subject of health, I would like to leave you with these illuminating words from Dr. Ben Johnson.
We are now entering the era of energy medicine. Everything in the universe is a frequency, and all you have to do to change a frequency is create an opposite frequency. That's how easy it is to change anything in the world. whether that's disease or emotional issues or whatever that is, this is huge. This is the biggest thing that we have ever come across.
Secret summaries. The placebo effect is an example of the law of attraction in action. When a patient truly believes the tablet is the cure, he receives what he believes. Thinking health is something we can all do within ourselves, despite what may be happening on the outside. Laughter attracts joy, releases negativity, and leads to miraculous cures. Disease is held in the body by thought, by observation of the illness, and by the attention given to the illness. If you are feeling a little unwell, don't talk about it, unless you want more of it. If you listen to people talk about their illness, you add energy to their illness. Instead, change the conversation to good things and give powerful thoughts to seeing those people in health. Beliefs about aging are all in our minds, so release those thoughts from your consciousness. Focus on health and eternal youth. Do not listen to society's message about diseases and aging. Negative messages do not serve you.